If you can hang on for 1 second, we're going to be joined by Hank Azaria, my good friend, who, of course, is the star of many, many movies, and also did Brockman, which he played a baseball announcer, and he's with us on the phone. Hi, Hank.
It's Brockmire. Look, hello. It's Brockmire. Come on, Mitch. Mitch Albumin.
Yes. You want to call something for Tarek Skubal while he's on the line with us here?
Not unless you pay me. No. I would accept payment in whiskey or other substances, but I will need something in return.
All right. Well, we'll try to do that. Tarek, thank you for spending time with us. I want to say bye to you, so I want to hold up your workout. Really appreciate it. Everybody give him a round of applause. Tarek Skubal, the Cy Young Award winner for the Tigers, joining us.
I appreciate it.
Hank, I wasn't expecting you this early, so sorry. We weren't.
I'm so sorry. I'm in sort of Planes, Trains, Automobiles hell today. So, yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm a little early.
Well, it might be early for you. We started at 6 a.m., so we're going to 15 hours here trying to raise money to help needy Detroiters. Craig Gass,
yes.
Is here with us right now. Your celebrity stalker who tracked you down. And, yes. He's stalking you again, by the way. You know, he wasn't here until he found out that you were on, and then he crawled up onto the stage.
Huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Hank's.
Thank you, Craig. Thanks a lot.
And and John Pizzarelli is here as well. And I have to say, for John, who, of course, is a professional musician, Hank's major deal right now is traveling around with the Easy Street Band, in which Hank is the lead singer in an unbelievable Bruce Springsteen tribute band, which
Get
I happened to see at his 60th birthday party, which was also a concert. And I thought that was like a one-off, but then I found out you took the whole show on the road, and that's basically, you're a rock star now, right?
It's basically correct. I've been imitating Bruce since I was a teenager. And now I learn to sing as Bruce. It's very addictive. I recommend it. Anybody turning 60, this will cheer you right up. Just sing like Bruce. it's all for charity, Mitch, which I know you appreciate and endorse and enjoy.
Yes.
And, it was so much fun. And I really kind of got obsessed with perfecting. Like, we're way better even than what you saw that night. That first night was just like my first nervous shot at it. And I've gotten totally obsessed. In fact, I'm on my way to L.A. for a Simpsons Christmas premiere party that Disney's throwing, and the band's going to play 4 or 5 songs.
Wow. And do fans like react to you? Because I actually played with Bruce Springsteen. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know, we have this
with Matt Groening and them, right?
Yeah, Matt Groening. We have a band of writers called the Rock Bottom Remainers, Stephen King and Dave Barry, Amy Tan, a bunch of other people, and we were playing in L.A. one year. And he came out and to see us, and then he ran on stage with us afterwards. I didn't even know who he was. I thought he was the janitor, because he dressed like the janitor. And I said, and he grabbed the guitar when we ran out for an encore, which we never get asked to do. And he was wearing a guitar. And I said to Dave Barry, the janitor, that guy just grabbed the guitar. And he goes, that's Bruce Springsteen. I said,
wow.
Well, I guess he can have it.
Wow.
And we played with him. And I can tell you, the audience reaction to us versus the moment when Stephen King said, oh, by the way, here's Bruce Springsteen. He didn't even get the Steen out. And the crowd of like 800 went to 80,000, and they just could not scream louder or whatever. Do you get that kind of reaction playing Bruce Springsteen?
Well, no, not like Bruce gets, but we've been selling out. And part of the fun of the show is I do monologues. You know, I really do. I kind of stay in character as Bruce. And I tell stories, what songs mean to me, kind of stories behind the songs, how Bruce wrote them, what he was going through, my connection to him. I tell, you know, the night that I met my wife leads into the song She's the One. And, so I kind of become this, like, almost shaman of, like, I'm the kind of the ultimate Bruce fan. and it kind of creates this like fan experience, like imitating them, and it's really fun. We played the Stone Pony a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh!
Which is Bruce's wow. birthplace, as you know,
in Asbury
and
Park.
And that was really bananas. And I should actually send you a link to our Thunder Road video. And I gotta say, we do a pretty good job of sounding like Bruce and the E Street Band.
Well, you got a lot of moxie to go to the Stone Pony as Bruce Springsteen and play, so you got to be pretty good. Speaking of music, John Pizzarelli is here with us, and he has prepared a little musical thank you for joining us here.
As he always does.
So perhaps you want to do it for him?
I got it.
All right.
Hank Azaria, oh Hank Azaria, does every voice ya, Motu Brockmire ya, even Anastasia, Hank Azaria rolls along. Lots of voice and greatest stuff, mad about you and even Huff, Gross Point Blank and Cradle Will Rock, the Birdcage made us laugh around the clock. Was in Godzilla, along came Polly, the Simpson movie, and oh by golly, well, Hank Azaria just keeps rolling along.
Have a good day. That was really good. You left out Bruce Springsteen, but that you got everything else, so that's all right.
I want to ask a question about when you give
those. Just one thing about that, Mitch. Like, not too many songs are inspired by somebody's IMDb page.
Hey, a question. When you do that tribute and you do the stage raps in between the songs as Springsteen, do you keep it true to the authentic Bruce, or do you do like a bastardized version like Will Ferrell does with Neil Diamond? Says, this next song was about a hitchhiker that I murdered a couple weeks ago.
It's a good question. It's not parody. It is a true tribute.
I love
and
that.
I'm trying to sound as much like Bruce. It's kind of weird. It's obvious I'm not Bruce. I'm not out there as a Bruce impersonator. Mm-hmm. I sort of, I'll tell you the way I set it up. It's like, you know, I'm talking as Bruce, like, in the imitation. I'm saying I based a lot of my vocal impressions growing up on hero worship, guys I idolized, I wanted to sound like them. I found that I could, so I did. Now, Bruce was the top of that list, but there were others. For example, Al Pacino, young Al Pacino, you know, Godfather Al, Dog Day Afternoon Al. You know, I'm dying here. Everybody's coming down on me here. That out. Now, fun fact, you take young Al Pacino on one end and Bruce Springsteen on the other. Right in the middle there, you got Motor Bartender. He's a mashup
of them movies. Oh, that's
I feel like I've just gone backstage to a vocal gymnast's secret tricks. Well, Hank, I know you're busy. I know you're trying to get something. I don't know if you want to toss anything on the pile here today, any auction items or a contribution or whatever. Let me give you the opportunity before we say goodbye.
I want to pledge $5,000 to you guys.
Oh, well, that's very nice. We'll take that. That's very nice.
Yes,
our representatives
right
will be calling you.
Right from the stage. I'm not kidding. We raise money for the foundation each time we play. And so directly from my version of the boss to you comes $5,000.
All right. Nicely done. Everybody say thank you to Hank Azaria. Great to talk to you, Hank. God bless you, man. Be safe on
Take
the
care,
road.
Mitch. You sound a little under the weather. Feel
yeah,
better.
A little bit,
tell.
But
your voice is a little nasal.
That's all right. You know, around all these voice geniuses, my voice doesn't count very much anyhow. Great to talk to you. Thank you, my friend, for being on, and we'll see you down the road. We'll be
Thanks,
back
guys.
Here
Thanks
in just a minute on 760 WJR.